Welcome to the New World Disorder and the Fair Extraordinaire. The bank is now officially open. You may get your love at the bank in exchange for rupees or funny dances. Awesome. If you're hungry, sorry, watch out, Paul. Pizza is happening. Very professional pizza for the first time in Youth Center with a brand new Italian wood oven. The master Antonio is making pizza for your hunger. Go and get a pizza from Antonio and his wonderful apprentice, Mr. Satya. Yummy pizza. Oh yeah, okay, this microphone. Yes, I'm back here for multiple announcements. The most angelic food servers you ever will dream of are there serving you brownies and samosas and truffles and all those good things. There's also sandwiches made by Ishita with love. For love, with love. Get your food. And the Dunkershun, if you'd like to sit on a chair and have a swim or throw and try and dunk somebody who's sitting on that chair, mosey on yonder by the jute cloth. For Dunkershun. Yeah. Hello. Oh, yes. Good afternoon. I am going to be your host for the afternoon. And there's a small announcement now. The football tournament. So all footballers, all great footballers, you see the man standing there with the white t-shirt waving a piece of paper. He's going to be by the football, which is behind Johnny's tea shop. And if you want to join in the football tournament and win an amazing prize, probably one of the best prizes that's ever been launched in Oroville, then get your name on that sheet now. So footballers of the world, unite and get there for the football tournament. Okay, thank you. Okay, yes, for those people that are already running out of money, there's one opportunity. There's probably one or two opportunities in the fair where you can win more loves for your love. Try the bowling alley. When you try the bowling alley, you can turn one love into three loves. Yes, the bowling alley is the place to be if you want to make love. That's what it is. If you go to the bowling alley, you can definitely make love with love and just give that money to the young lady over there. She's going to make love with you. She's going to, you give one, you may get three back. That's what it's all about. Don't forget the other delights today. Yes, the tea shop's running hard and the football tournament should be starting. So that's the big attractions at the moment. Yes.
Okay, so we have a cycle race with amazing prizes. And that's going to begin at 4 o'clock. So if you want to take part in the cycle race, then you have to make your way down the path, past the windmill, and past the children's land. And the first prize for the cycle race is a 1,000 rupee gift voucher. Wow, 1,000 rupees at Oro Velo, everyone's favorite cycle shop and cafe. Second prize is a lovely YC t-shirt. Many great colors, amazing prints. Enter in the cycle race. It's good for you. Cycle race at 4 o'clock behind the children's land, which is there. East, northeast, southeast, that is.
So you guys were starting in like 30.
What is more interesting?
I'm trying
to find out. Like the bass, Ruben?
Hi, Orovillians and everyone out there. Dance to start the show off. So this is the Shakti dance troupe, and we're dancing a mix of semi-classical Bollywood dance for you. So there's going to be some Odissi, Bharatanatyam, a little bit of Kathak, and some folk dance. So this is the Shakti dance troupe, and we hope you enjoy and have a fun Christmas fair. Alright, here we go.
Cool, perfect. Shriek. That's all right. Yeah. Hey, Robert, what's up, man?
Thank you. burn the board.
They insisted that they wanted to see the fair, so we would stay for the fair. We're doing it right now. Yeah.
Hey!
mics are just even on. I don't know what instruments.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone, and Merry Christmas!
Yay!
Did you see the other tape?
Alright, we're going to sing a song. I'm going to sing a song along with Shona.
I don't even know what mics you mean to use.
And Krishna is going to play for us. Isn't that great? Woo!
Hold on, so I'll put Krishna through my guitar. I'll put Krishna through mine.
You guys have to be much louder. I can't hear you.
Krishna's voice.
No, Krishna is just playing guitar, but he's got a pickup, so I'll put him in through mine, no?
Put him in through, yeah, eight.
Yes.
See, I need to know.
All right, Amrit. Where is
Amrit? Sound on 10 for the microphone, Ruben, please.
Unmuted. So I know exactly what's going on. I'm not leaving things unmuted.
Yes, thank you. That's excellent job. Thanks for Ruben. Ruben has done an amazing job here of the sound from yesterday. He's really, really done a big help here. Thank you, Ruben. So we're going to be using 9 and 10 microphones and 8 on guitar, which is going to get plugged in now.
No, this is awesome. I can't see anybody.
Hey, everyone! This mic can go off, Ruben.
Hey,
which one is it? I don't know which one. I mean, where it was placed, the middle?
It was in the middle, yeah.
Dumbo!
Is it off now? I can't tell. The other one.
Hello.
So now? Is it correct? Check, please check again.
Alright, we're not starting yet. We're testing. All right, the song is called Santa Baby. Who knows it? Who knows Santa Baby? No one? Just one? All right, this is the first time I sing. I'll try my very best.
Ruben, can I have some volume on the guitar?
Yeah, it's muted. Which input are you on?
8.
Okay, try.
Can bring it a bit down.
Is that okay?
Now.
Santa baby, I want a yacht and really that Alon. I made an angel all here, Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa, honey, one thing I really do need, the D. To a platinum mine, Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Woo! Woo! Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your ex on the line, Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decoration bought at Pony Chair. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight.
Okay, that was wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Hey, look at these. These are loves. Anybody who doesn't have loves, you better get your loves. These are loves, and you can win loves over there on the Skittles. Very easy way to make love. That's an excellent way to make love. Just get over there and make Skittles. Right, there's so much going on that you guys sitting down here, you need to walk around a bit and get out there and do some stuff while this band come on the stage and get ready. They're going to be about 5 minutes. So, have you been to the Tombola? Tombola's still running. Everyone should get out to the Tombola. Shona, the gorgeous girl that was just singing, she's got an amazing seed stand over there. So if you need flower seeds, anything to grow in your garden, get over there to the corner where the vegetables are being sold and the seeds are being sold. So that's fantastic. Face painting, none of you have face paints on. Why haven't you got face paint? Nah, you don't want face paint? You want face paint? You got dyed hair. Ah, very good. No face paint? Ah. Okay, face painting, that's what you need to do. Get out there and face paint. Johnny's Tea Shop, if you haven't had a cup of tea, that means you're going to go to sleep very soon. So just get over there and have a cup of tea. And then get on the spinny thing and gyroscope and all of those things. Get out there and have fun. This band is going to be on in 5-10 minutes. So walk around, have something to eat. It's very important to eat during a day like this. Otherwise you may suffer from sugar loss. And drink lots of things. There's plenty of things to eat and drink. So get out there and eat and drink. Plenty of things over on the other side. Get out there, do some stuff, and then come back and listen to the Swaha's Blues Band, I believe it is. So enjoy, spend your love, make love, and be loving. That's what we say today. Thank you.
Thank you.
this is an announcement. Yes. No, actually, now what we're going to do is that very famous thing called the cake competition, where people have been baking all day long, and they have brought their cakes to the baking competition, and we are now going to have that. I need Anjali. I need what? No, what? Who's organizing the cake competition? Who? Uma, where's Uma? Can I have Uma at the stage? We need to do this reasonably quickly because there's a band also going to play. So, let's have some orderly and forthright organization, and we will get the cake competition underway. Until that happens, I suggest you go out there and do a few more things because there's lots of entertainment. Oh, there's people grabbing the front row seats for the cake competition.
And I see very, very clearly what they're doing.
Excellent. Right, back to the cake competition. Okay, so get out there, have a look around. If you haven't bonged the bongospronger, then I suggest you bong the bongospronger. If you haven't balled the bowls, then I boom the bowls. And if you haven't had your face painted, I suggest you have your face painted. If you haven't got a t-shirt, you should have a t-shirt, because what's the point of coming to the fair if you haven't got a t-shirt? So get a t-shirt. Lots of lovely t-shirts, so get yourself a t-shirt. We don't want t-shirts hanging over from next year and last year. So come on, get out your love and spend it. Because if you don't spend your love, it's all going to go nasty and horrible and grubby and nasty inside you. You have to spend your love. That's the most important thing about love, is give love. Okay, give it freely. And I've got loads of it here. If anyone wants some, you can have some. No, not you, little brat. I don't love you. What do you mean? How can anyone love dirty faces like that? Right. No, of course. Any progress on cake competition? I need somebody to tell me what's happening about cake competition. So someone run up here. Does anyone know? Nobody knows nothing. Right, anyway. If you have still got love, I reckon you should spend your love as fast as you can, because love is a very important thing. If you haven't got a light, you can get a light, you can get a bag, you can get a t-shirt, you can look at your latest swimwear. With Foreshore, they're the most exciting new company in Oroville. They were voted best startup company of the year in Oroville. So they're now the most exciting company in Oroville. They're going to take over. They're the future of Oroville. They're going to make huge amounts of swimwear so everyone can look fantastic on the beach. So get over there, check out the swimwear, is what I say. If you haven't got your seeds for your garden, now is exactly the right time to plant seeds. So Shana's got some seeds over there if they haven't all sold out. Coconuts will keep you alive. Tea will keep you awake. Seems like Johnny's got a big crowd in front of him. Pizza, I had a piece of pizza, it was wonderful. And I'm still waiting for news of the cake competition. Can somebody help me? Right, I need help with the cake competition. Amrit said it's coming, fantastic, it's coming. Okay, who are the judges, Amrit? Tell us about the judges. They're coming. Ah, very exciting news, the judges are on their way. So what I need is to do, I need to have some chairs. Can someone bring some chairs here for the judges? Could someone do that? That one with the mouth that's like bulging over and full? Thank you, Amrit. Put it down, let me put it. Oh, we can have it up, why not? Yeah, we can have it up, good. I don't know how many judges there are, but we're going to have a number of judges. And they're probably normally very big members of society, we could say, to use the long word big. They're very exciting people to have on the stage. Amrit's ushering them forward as I speak. I see the cakes are moving forward. This is now, we're moving quickly towards the cake competition. So this is where we go. There's a lot of nervous people out there. I see a lot of, I don't think we have that many judges, but we might. So it's all right. That's a lot of judges. We've got to do... I hope we have a lot of cakes. Huh? Oh, you're going to judge the judges. Yes, we're going to judge the judges, exactly. And here we come. Okay, let's wait and see who the judges are. I don't know. Ah, I see Anjali coming with the cakes. We're getting very excited. We're moving towards the cake competition. Anyway, hasn't it been a wonderful fair? Yes, a lovely, lovely fair. I hope that everyone is enjoying the fair, because I think it's probably the most colourful, exciting and dynamic fair in a long time. It's really been a lot of work from a lot of people. And that's fantastic. And there's a lot of music happening on the stage. So everyone's putting a huge amount of effort. I see a cake before me. I see one with strawberries. I see one with it looks like a crumble. So this is good. Then there's another cake. Oh, some beautiful, look at those cakes. Oh, there's lots of cakes. Well, each judge will sit on a cake. Well, this year we're not going to taste them. We're going to sit on them and see which one is the best one to sit on. We've decided, because tasting is going to take an extraordinarily long time. We're going to need water for the judges. That's very important. So anybody out there who's organizing cake competition, please bring water. And we'll need knives and some plates. That would be very interesting. Right. Pardon?
Are you going to taste it? You're going to taste it after the cake competition. You'll get a piece of the cake if you can sing a song, or tell a poem, or tell me that I'm a really wonderful person. Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. That's unbelievable. Oh, fantastic. That's what I like to eat. 5 minutes. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to listen to a bit of music for 2 or 3 minutes because I've run out of things to say. Is Ruben back there? If Ruben can just bring some music up for 2 or 3 minutes and then we'll be back with a cake competition. Okay, take your places. Ruben, are you there? You're going to save me from this inane noise that I keep making. Ruben's there. Okay, so I'll keep talking. I'll tell you about the day that I went down to Matchmandir. It was a beautiful day and the sun was shining, and I walked into Matchmandir and I thought, wow, what a beautiful place this is. Aren't we lucky to have Matchmandir? That's my story of the day I went to Matchmandir. It's very nice, isn't it? Now I'll tell you another story. I'll tell you the story of blah, blah, blah. Yes, exactly. One day I met Mr. Blah, Blah. And Mr. Blah, Blah was walking down the street and he saw a large watermelon. And he picked up the watermelon. And he said, oh, I said, it's an amazing watermelon. I've never seen one this colour. And do you know what colour it was?